Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Thomas?
Yeah, you are.
Hello, Thomas. We were talking last week, and I'm just calling you back to get this survey completed, which is required by the union. The question that I have for you today is, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not recently, no.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important for the federal elected officials to support that?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection for Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say the Democratic Party should support it strongly, or the Republican Party?
Democrat.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working condition. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you say you support more the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
Okay, much more the auto workers, or somewhat more the United Auto Workers?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve his job as president overall?
Yes.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove his job on healthcare?
I approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about his job in foreign affairs?
I approve.
A strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove his job for the job he's done for supporting for labor unions?
I approve.
Okay, strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. Okay, what about the economy?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay, and what about immigration?
Up in the air.
All right. If you have to choose, would you put it as approve or disapprove? You can say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Okay, will that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will no vote?
Certain to vote.
I appreciate it. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Joe Biden, okay? And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Okay, Thomas, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Very effective. I don't know.
All right. How would you rate it? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service, on your own words?
Get more involved in local politics.
You said get more involved in local politics?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
To secure union benefits and job rights.
All right, okay. To secure union benefits and job rights?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it union meetings, mail, text message, email, or the job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four or more times a year.
Thank you. All right, now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we will be done with the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat or Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask your first name?
Thomas.
Thomas, these were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.